It is time to climb on board the RV that is the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host every week on Heartline is Jim Tuck. That's this guy right here.
Thank you so much for the introduction, Ken Adams. And it's always, I kind of throw that phrase out there. It's always a delight to open, but it really is. It's about a 20-minute drive for me to get down here, and I'm thinking about what we're doing, praying for our event, our recording time, when I do arrive. And it absolutely is a delight, Jerry. So most of the time we're in your office, and it's you and me and a resident, at least another guest, usually a resident. But it is absolutely, to my heart, a delight to have this great privilege that God has afforded us to recount what He is doing in the lives of women here at Evangel Home. So anyway, it may sound like I throw that phrase away, but it really is what happens inside Jim. So right. Glad to be here.
You know, inside Jim is also inside Jerry, because I too am very grateful. I'm very thankful, Jim, that everyone that I ever asked to be on the radio, I'd say 99% of the women say yes. And we've heard them. Some of them are scared. Some of them are trying to fake their way through every line they tell us. And you and I can, we know the times that someone is really not being quite truthful. And it's interesting to watch them get stuck and us try to get them out of it. But, I always, from our listeners, I always hear the most wonderful comments because they like the honesty. And they know that everybody is in a different spot. And they know that not everyone is going to be a wonderful, obvious success. But somehow, I think the realness of this show and the prayer that you always cleanse everything with before we begin, I think that really paves the way. So people's heart hears whatever is going on from our mouths. It's totally a heart kind of thing. So Heartline is really a perfect name for the show, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that was there before I got here. So anyway, it works. We have a guest this morning, and I'm looking forward to hearing from Kimberly. Give us a little introduction, and we'll find out about her life.
Well, I tell you, Kimberly looks wonderful. Kimberly's one of those women you'd say, Kimberly? So what is she doing there? But you'd say that about most of our women when they feel a little better about themselves and the lipstick goes on. And she didn't know that she was going to be asked to be on the radio today when she was getting herself all nicely dressed up. She was getting ready for the day, which includes stuff around here, and I know she has an appointment. But when you look as healthy as Kimberly does right now, I think that does help you feel better about yourself, and you're presenting a different persona. When I go outside, people are not going to say, ooh, who is that? They're going to want to approach you. So that's how she looks, very approachable, and she's got her Bible here, and she's going to start reading any minute. She's ready. But Kimberly is a delight, and she's made the decision to try for our Crossroads program. And as you know, Jim, that is not easy. And I was just sharing before we went on the air.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty interesting story. I was going to ask you to go there. You had three women, Kimberly's left.
And Kimberly's left. When women apply for Crossroads, if we have five or six, we know no more than one or two will ever make it. We had three make the first step to apply, which is just we approve that they can even apply. And of the three of them, only Kimberly is still here. Only Kimberly even managed to get... Have you started classes yet?
No, not yet. I haven't.
Okay, well, she will. So that's a huge thing, and she's to be applauded for that, because it's a big step when you think, maybe what I'm doing isn't working, and I might try something else. And that's where she is. She's ready to try something else.
Well, and at least one of the others just up and left.
Well, we helped her up and leave because she, there's just certain things you cannot do in here. You can't go out and drink and come back. Yeah. That's so... Jim, another thing, I'm sorry, Kimberly, I'm taking all your time. Evangel Home is a mandated reporter. If we see anything going on that we think is harmful to children, we do not hesitate. I don't care how long a woman has been with us. I don't care what her plans are. If she's doing something to endanger that child, we would pick up the phone and say, good luck. We are that crazy to help the kids. And then we're that heartbroken when we see the kind of choices. It's like, oh, sheesh. Even if you're not force-feeding your kids liquor and drugs, just when you put them in a situation where they have to cover for you and they have to lie for you and their heart is breaking because they say, oh, Mom, you're doing it again. That, I mean, I cry just thinking about that. So,
and we have talked many times that change only takes place if a woman is absolutely committed to change. And when they engage in that activity, obviously that commitment is not there. It's not going to work right now. So anyway, Kimberly, we got a minute and a half. No, I'm just kidding. How long have you been at Evangel Home?
I've been at Evangel Home almost 4 weeks this Friday.
Okay. And what was going on in your world that Evangel Home became necessary?
Well, I'm not from the Fresno area. As Jerry knows, I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I moved here about 6 months ago with a gentleman that was in my life at the time, and we're coming back to Fresno so that he could get back into his children's lives. Some things didn't work out with where I was staying. I chose to step away, allowing him to be with his children and get to know his children. I couldn't take that from somebody. So I called Evangel Home, and actually Evangel Home opened their doors to me and that very next day, and it was probably the best thing that I could have done. I've actually got 9 months clean, almost a year again. Once upon a time, I had 9 years clean. But Evangel Home has given me the strength and the opportunities to be able to further myself where I was at and get my walk to God with God closer than what I was before.
Can we back up a bit? You say abuse, substance abuse, I presume, in the past. When did that begin?
My substance abuse began back when I was 13 years old.
Why?
My mom raised me by herself. She was a single parent for most all my life. I had some situations in my childhood that had happened to me, and as a result of those, I used the substance abuse to numb experiences in my past that I chose not to deal with. I chose not to look at.
And how did you come by this substance at age 13?
I had older cousins that used to babysit me that had already been experimenting, and I was exposed to it, so therefore I was easy.
And then at some point you were clean for 9 years and picked it up again. What happened there?
I was. I had, you know, like I said, I think I stepped away from my faith. Some things were happening that with my daughter, I have an older daughter who also is a substance abuser. Was going through some tough times, and I just wasn't stepped away from my own faith and believing, and I fell.
Yeah, happens.
It's harder and harder, Jim, and you know more and more of our women are telling the same kind of story as Kimberly, that the alcohol use more than the drug use, I think, is just a hellish hold on women. And, you know, I remember as a little kid being told by people, you should never even have one drink of liquor. Never, ever, ever even one sip because you don't know. Well, you know, you grow up and that's like, that is just too old-fashioned of advice. And so we all, for the most part, all of us at some point, start drinking something. And most of us don't then get addicted to it. Or maybe more and more people do. I don't know. But more and more women are addicted to alcohol at all income levels, at all backgrounds, and it's harder and harder. It's harder for a woman to break that addiction than it is a man. For a number of physical and psychological reasons, it is harder. And when we have the family tradition of drinking, just like Kimberly said, her cousins were old hands at it. And what's a 13-year-old kid that's already struggling with issues who wants to be cool no matter where you are, what you're doing at 13, you're going to do what you think is cool with whoever you're with.
Yeah, and it's really hard. I fall under the heading of there, but for the grace of God. when I went into the service, I gave myself every opportunity to become an alcoholic. I just couldn't pull it off. God just had other plans for me at that point, but it's not my fault. But Kimberly, a month ago, you came to why Evangel Home? How did you find out? What was the trigger that said, okay, this is the phone call I'm going to make?
Well, I was actually in a panic and going. I had a list that of names that community information and referral 211 had given me, and I just was going down the list. I just so happened to call Evangel Home, and one of the house manager that had answered at the time was wonderful on the phone. She did the phone interview with me, told me to be there the next day at 2 o'clock, and I was here.
And so you knocked on the door, someone answered, you walked in, looked around, and thought?
I thought I was at home.
How many times have we heard that very phrase? I phrase the question the same way every time, and it's almost always that very answer.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I go out and I look at our beat up, banged up furniture even differently now, because I think, yeah, this does look like home.
It's not brand new, but it does look like homey. Yeah, it has that very home, welcoming, warmth feel to it. And so you met with the people here, and relationships are building with the people here. You feel good about the folks you're hanging with?
I do. And like Jerry was saying, there's girls that come in and out, you know, a couple times a week. There's different girls that are coming in and out. But for the most part, you know, and I try to take a chance to sit down and talk with everybody as they come in. And, you know, because when I came in, I had that one special person that took the time out to show me the ropes and what to do and whatnot. And I pass that along to each person that comes in the door. And I, for the most part, all these women have had a struggle and needed a little help. And I'm willing to be that friend that they, you know.
So now you've applied for and accepted into.
Okay. The first step of applying for Crossroads, our apartments, is they have to even get approved to apply, because we know some people, it's like, oh, this is just not going to, and we know it won't work. Yeah. So why even put them through all that? Mm-hmm. But yes, so she has begun to apply, and a part of that process, it takes about 3 weeks where she goes to classes, there's interviews, there's some more in-depth stuff. And I think it's crucial, Jim, that we know when a woman wants change, it's not going to happen overnight. And even if she's committed her life to the Lord, there are still lots of issues that are going to tangle her up. But one of the reasons that we say no to people is, and this sounds really maybe trite, but if someone in the crisis home is constantly being told, no, you don't sneak food to your room, no, you don't keep the baby's diapers in the dresser drawer, those are the kind of things that we will say no to, because it's going to be the same thing if they go next door.
Yeah, and unfortunately we're out of time. Kimberly, thank you, and we wish you only the best as you pursue a life free from addiction and sold out to Jesus in ministry. Ken, thanks. We'll talk to you later, friends, on our next edition here of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them online 24/7 from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.